So how many of you came to church today with belt on? Your belt? Yeah, your belt on. Yeah. Of course you did. Most of us wear belts without even thinking about it. It's automatic, right? So like brushing your teeth, checking your phone before getting out of bed, or pretending you read terms and conditions before clicking agree. So when Jesus says, be dressed for service, some of us might think, check, or already done, and what's next? But let's slow down, because Jesus wasn't talking about fashion. He wasn't giving us a divine dress code. He was saying, live ready. Live ready. Live with your spiritual belt fastened. Live like something important could happen at any moment. And then he adds, keep your lamps lit. Again, this isn't about literal lamps. Jesus isn't moonlighting as a fire safety inspector. He's using everyday images, clothes and light, to say something deeper. Stay awake, stay grounded, and stay open. Now picture this scene in first century Palestine. In that world, masters absolutely never served their servants, ever. The social hierarchy was rigid, unbreakable. But Jesus flips the script entirely. He tells this short parable. There is a master away at a wedding banquet, and it's late. We are talking 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. But the servants are awake, waiting for him. He knocks, and they open the door immediately. And here's the part that would have made jaws drop. If the master finds them awake, he doesn't say, good job, now go fix me something to eat. No. Jesus says, the master will fasten his belt, have the servants sit down, and he will come and serve them. That would be like hearing that the CEO decided to clean the office bathroom while the janitors took over the boardroom. And yet, Jesus says, this is exactly what God's kingdom looks like. If we stay ready, not because we are afraid, but because we love, God meets us with service. This radical reversal is at the heart of what scholars call the Basileia to Deo, means the kingdom of God. It's not just future promise, it's a present reality that breaks into our world whenever love serves rather than dominates, whenever power kneels rather than conquers. It reminds us of that moment in the upper room, the night before Jesus' arrest. He took off his outer robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and got down on the floor to wash his disciples' feet. And Peter said, Lord, you are not seriously going to wash my feet, are you? And Jesus looked up and said, unless I wash you, you have no share with me. Because in God's kingdom, greatness looks like this. Apron tied, towel in hand, and heart wide open. This is the gospel. The God of the universe doesn't just show up with lightning or glory. He shows up with humility. He doesn't barge in, he knocks. He doesn't demand, he serves. He doesn't say, prove you're good enough. He says, come to the table. But many of us didn't grow up with that version of God. Some of us grew up hearing this passage as a warning, right? Jesus is coming back, so you better not get caught sleeping. It was the spiritual equivalent of Santa's watching, so behave. It made you anxious. Am I holy enough? Did I pray hard enough? Did I repent for that one thing I forgot to repent for? But fear is a terrible long-term motivator. It's like running on spiritual caffeine. You get a quick jolt, but eventually you crash. And I don't believe that's what Jesus intended. Yes, Jesus talks about readiness. Yes, Jesus talks about alertness. But he never says, be ready because I might catch you. He says, be ready because I might come to love you. Be ready because the one who knocks is also the one who kneels. And here's the deep truth of the gospel. Love shows up when we least expect it. Not with fanfare, but with a knock. Not with lightning, but with a light, with light. Not to test us, but to serve us. That's what Jesus is telling us to be ready for. Not some holy ambush, but a sacred invitation. And that's a very different kind of readiness. It's not about fearing what might go wrong. It's about anticipating what could go beautifully right. It's about living every day like grace could show up in your life, and you want to be awake enough to receive it. But let's be honest. That kind of readiness is hard because we are busy. We are distracted. We are tired. We live in a culture that runs 24/7. We carry our entire world in our pockets. Emails, news alerts, social media notifications. We are constantly on, but are we spiritually awake? Sometimes we are so busy scrolling through life that we miss the sacred moments right in front of us. It's not always easy to stay spiritually alert. Sometimes we fall asleep at the door. Sometimes we forget to light the lamp. Sometimes we are just numb. But here's the grace. Jesus doesn't give up on us. He keeps knocking. Even if we missed him the first time, he comes back. And when we finally open the door, he doesn't say, where were you? He says, come, sit, let me serve you. Because readiness is not about perfect behavior. It's about open-hearted living. It's not about having the answers. It's about keeping the light on. Now, some of you may remember how this passage ends. Jesus as another image. But notice, if the homeowners had known what time the thief was coming, he wouldn't have let his house be broken into. This sounds more like fear again. Thief. But look closer. Jesus isn't calling himself a thief. He's saying, if you only expect God to come in big, dramatic, announced ways, you might miss the quiet, ordinary ways God actually arrives. God doesn't always knock loud. Sometimes it's whisper. Sometimes it's a memory. Sometimes it's someone you haven't talked to in years texting you out of the blue. Sometimes it's your neighbor struggling with grocery while you are getting your mail. God shows up in ways that don't demand attention. Like a thief in the night. Except instead of stealing, he's giving, healing, forgiving, and loving. In a world of climate crisis and systematic injustice, God might be knocking through the teenager, organizing for environmental justice, through the neighbor facing housing insecurity, or through movements calling us toward racial healing. So what does it look like to live like that? What does it mean to keep your belt on and your lamp burning in today's world? It doesn't mean carrying around the Bible and telling strangers they are going to hell. It doesn't mean checking off every spiritual to-do list. It doesn't mean being spiritually woke in a performative way. It means this week, reaching out to someone who feels alone, sharing a meal, a conversation, or simply your presence. Listening deeply to someone's story without rushing to fix or judge. When opportunity knocks, literally or figuratively, responding with curiosity instead of fear. Because the knock does come. It comes through people, through moments that take your breath away, through the Spirit whispering in the space between sleep and waking, stay awake. I am near. So today I want to leave you with two questions. One is, what might love look like if it knocked on your door this week? Second is, will you be awake enough to open it? Because the one who knocks is not coming to inspect. He's coming to embrace. He's not coming to demand. He's coming to serve. He's not coming to catch you. He's coming to call you by name into deeper love. So stay ready, not because you are afraid, but because you are alive. Because God is still coming to us in the most ordinary ways. Through bread shared at your table, through conversations that change everything, through quiet moments when you suddenly know you are loved, through a knock on the door, let's be the kind of people who open it. So this week, I challenge you, expect God to show up in unexpected way. Stay ready, keep your lamp lit, not with anxiety, but with anticipation. Because love is always knocking. And when you open the door, we don't just receive grace. we become grace. Amen.